And now we're on the Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing sequentially. I guess we could figure out from the chart how long it might take us to finish the Bhagavatam, doing one verse a week. I should live so long. But hopefully everyone's supplementing by reading 30, 40 pages a day on their own. Okay. Nothing's marked here. That's funny. Maybe it is. Yes, it's chapter 10, and the verse is number 26 or 27. What page is it on in your book? One other issue is that, you know, we have the books still from the first installment printed out. And once we finish this, we're going to have all these books, too. What are we going to do with them all? Have to put them in archive them somewhere. Yeah, this is all first part of the canto. We're running out of space. Do you have you want a trunk? I have a trunk I can loan you. Aho bhata, how wonderful this is. Swa yashasaha, the glories of the heavenly planets. Tiraskari, that which defeats. Kushashtali, Dwarka, Punya, virtue. Yashaskari, famous. Bhuvaha, the planet Earth. Pashyanti, see. Nityam, constantly. Yet, that which. Anugraha ishtam, to bestow benediction. Smita avalokyam, glance with the favor of sweet smiling. Swapatim, unto the soul of the living being, Krishna. Sma, used to. Yat prajaha, the inhabitants of the place. Aho bhata swa yashasastriyaskari. Aho bhata swa yashasastriyaskari.
Aho bhata swa yashasastriyaskari.
Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuva.
Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuva.
Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuvaha.
Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuvaha.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Smita valokam swapatim smayat prajaha.
Smita
valokam swapatim smayat prajaha. Aho bhata swa yashasastriyaskari.
Aho bhata swa yashasastriyaskari.
Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuvaha.
Kushastali punya yashaskari.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Smitavalokam swapatim smayat praja.
Smitavalokam swapatim smayat praja.
Aho bhata swa yashasastiraskari. Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuvaha.
Pashyanti nityam
yadanugraheshitam. Smitavalokam swapatim smayat prajaha.
Aho
bhata swa yashasastiraskari. Kushastali punya yashaskari bhuvaha.
Pashyanti nityam
yadanugraheshitam.
Smitavalokam
swapatim smayat praja.
Aho
bhata swa
yashasastiraskari. Kushastali
punya yashaskari bhuvaha.
Pashyanti nityam
yadanugraheshitam.
Smitavalokam swapatim smayat
prajaha. Aho bhata swa yashasastiraskari.
Kushastali punya yashaskari. Shastali punya yashas karibuvaha. Pashyanti nityam yananukraheshitam. Nitavalokam svapatim svayat prajaha.
Aho
patasva yashasastiraskari. Kushastali punya yashaskari buvaha.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam. Smitavalokam svapatim smayat praja.
Aho
batasva yashashasti raskari. Kushastali punya yashaskari buvaha.
Pashyanti nityam yadanugraheshitam.
Smitavalokam svapatim svayat. Translation. Undoubtedly, it is wonderful that Dwarka has defeated the glories of the heavenly planets and has enhanced the celebrity of the earth. The inhabitants of Dwarka are always seeing the soul of all living beings, Krishna, in his loving feature. He glances at them and favors them with sweet smiles. Purport by His Divine Grace, Hesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. The heavenly planets are inhabited by demigods like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, and the pious souls reach there after performance of many virtuous acts on earth. Modern scientists agree that the timing arrangement in higher planetary systems is different from that of the earth. Thus it is understood from the revealed scriptures that the duration of life there is 10,000 years by our calculation. 6 months on earth is equal to 1 day on the heavenly planets. Facilities of enjoyment are also similarly enhanced, and the beauty of the inhabitants is legendary. Common men on the earth are very much fond of reaching the heavenly planets because they have heard that comforts of life are far greater than here on earth. They are now trying to reach the moon by spacecraft. Considering all this, the heavenly planets are more celebrated than the earth. But the celebrity of earth has defeated that of the heavenly planets because of Dwarka, where Lord Sri Krishna reigned as king. Three places, namely Vrindavana, Mathura, and Dwarka, are more important than the famous planets within the universe. These places are perpetually sanctified because whenever the Lord descends on earth, he displays his transcendental activities, particularly in these three places. They are perpetually the holy lands of the Lord, and the inhabitants still take advantage of the holy places, even though the Lord is now out of their sight. The Lord is the soul of all living beings, and he desires always to have all the living beings in their swarup, in their constitutional position, to participate in transcendental life in his association. His attractive features and sweet smiles go deep into the heart of everyone, and once it is so done, the living being is admitted into the kingdom of God, from which no one returns. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The heavenly planets may be very famous for offering better facilities of material enjoyment, but as we learn from Bhagavad Gita 9:20-21, one has to come back again to the earth planet as soon as the acquired virtue is finished. Dwarka is certainly more important than the heavenly planets because whoever has been favored with the smiling glance of the Lord shall never come back again to this rotten earth, which is certified by the Lord himself as a place of misery. Not only this earth, but also all the planets of the universe are places of misery because in none of the planets within the universe is there eternal life, eternal bliss, and eternal knowledge. Any person engaged in the devotional service of the Lord is recommended to live in one of the above-mentioned three places, namely Dwarka, Mathura, or Vrindavana. Because devotional service in these three places is magnified, those who go there to follow the principles and terms of instructions imparted in the revealed scriptures surely achieve the same result as obtained during the presence of Lord Sri Krishna. His abode and he himself are identical, and a pure devotee under the guidance of another experienced devotee can obtain all the results even at present. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Vinatam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagratatam Sahagana Gatambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachardine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshaba Navidevi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Pravave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakshirananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virabhava Bhomestam Nirdesa Sajanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpa Drubhyasha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarva Swapadambojo Radha Marana Mohano Divya Vrinda Ranya Kalpa Dramata Srimad Ratnankara Singha Sanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Vrishtali Bhi Sevya Manu Smarami Srimad Rasara Sarambhi Vam Shiva Tatatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinatha Sriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devai Priyai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Sachavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nishringa Jai Nishringa Jai Jai Narasingha Prahalada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Matsamo nasti papatma naparari chakashana parihare pilajame kimbruve purushottama yuvatinam yata yuni yunam cha yuvatau yata mano biramate tadvan mano mai ramatantai bhumau skaditaparanam bhumireva valambanam tvayijata pararanam tvameva sharanam pravo Govinda balabe radhe prate tamaham sada tadiyam iti jana tu Govindo mam tvaya saha Radhe vrindavanadi she karuna mritavahani kripaya nijapadabja dasyam mayam pratiyatam Vande nanda vrajastrinam padurenam abhikshnasa yasam hari gato gitam punati bhuvanatriyam Namastrestam manamapi sachiputram atrasarupam sirupam tasya gajam marum primaturim goshtavatim Radha kundam girivanamoho radhika maravasham Prato yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tandatosmi Adadhana shridam danter idam jache punapada Sriman Rupa Padam Bhoja Rajoham Syam Bhave Bhave Hantaya Madhya Bala Haridasya Vayo Yadrama Krishna Chanana Svarasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ghanayosta Yoyat Paniya Suya Vasakanda Nakanda Mulai Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Aho Bhattashwa Yashashasti Raskari Kushastali Punya Yashaskari Bhuvaha Pashanti Nityam Yadanugraheshtitam Smita Balokam Swapatim Smayat Prajaha. Undoubtedly, it is wonderful that Dwarka has defeated the glories of the heavenly planets and has enhanced the celebrity of the earth. The inhabitants of Dwarka are always seeing the soul of all living beings, Krishna, in his loving feature. He glances at them and favors them with sweet smiles. There are unlimited varieties within the Lord's creation. And for the devotees, there is a clear understanding of hierarchy. Because as far as the devotees are concerned, anything that's connected to Krishna has value. And anything that doesn't have any value. Ritertam yat pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani tadvidyaratmano mahayam yatapaso yatatamaha. Krishna spoke in the Chatursloki Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma that anything that you see within creation that has no relationship to me has no value. It's my maya. And the devotees, when they talk about Krishna, when they think about Krishna, anything that's connected to Krishna has interest to them. As Prabhupada points out in the Nectar of Devotion, that when the devotees speak of Kurukshetra, it's of particular interest to them because Krishna fought there at Kurukshetra. Krishna was there. And ordinarily, it's not of particular interest. Shubha Shubha Palayareva Muksha Se Karma Bandhanai. The devotees, they're not interested in things that are auspicious or inauspicious, as normally calculated by people in this world, in accordance with their own sense gratification. What's auspicious to one is inauspicious to the other. People go out of their way to do things in such a way that auspiciousness will come to them. And for the devotee doesn't care whether it's mundane sense, auspicious or inauspicious. As long as it's related to Krishna, that's okay. Apitulyana darshana. Narayana paraksarve nakutaschana bibiti swarga pavarga narakeshu apitulyana darshana. The devotee doesn't care, heaven or hell, inconsequential. As long as it's connected to Krishna, that's satisfactory. As long as the vibration is going on there, the devotee will go there and feel satisfied. But there, even within the realm of where the vibration is going on and where Krishna has been, there are gradations. There are unlimited varieties and gradations within the spiritual realm. there's perfect, more perfect, and most perfect, as described, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. And in the Nectar of Instruction, those of you who are taking the Bhakti Shastri course have read the verse, Vaikuntaj Janito Vara Marupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad Vrindaranyumvatar Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhanaha Radha Kun Namihapi Gokulapate Primamratablavanat Kuryaras Yavirajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Nakaha. Description of the gradations, even above Vaikuntha, is described. What to speak of the heavenly planets, which are being described here as a place where people who are still interested in material happiness, through some calculation, they make a plan and they perform some kind of yajna so that they can go to this place where there's more enjoyment. Makes a lot of sense in a material point, from the material point of view. You might as well, if you're going to hang out in the material world and try to find happiness here, you might as well find out how it all works and go to the place where it's most comfortable. But throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is dissuading us from that mentality. Shinye punye martya lokam vishante evam tvai prapa. Anyway, he says that when you go to the heavenly planets, then you'll use up, you'll exhaust all those things, pious credits that you have, and you'll fall back down again, and you start the whole process over and over again. There's no actual happiness in the material world. So one should go to Vaikuntha. But above Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha's Janito Vara, above Vaikuntha, Vara, Marupuri, is a Mathura, because Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, has placed his lotus feet there. Queen Kunti, Neyam Sobishite Tatra, Yate Danam Gadadhara, Swatpata Ankita Bhati, Swalakshina Valakshitai. She says, this place is beautiful because you've put your lotus feet there. Everything becomes auspicious wherever you walk, wherever you place your lotus feet. That place becomes beautiful because you are there. So particularly, Krishna placed his lotus feet in Mathura. But then there are gradations above that. Marupuri Vara, Tatrapi Ratsotsava, Vrindaranyam. Then in the Vrindavan forest, his pastimes with his devotees were even more intimate. And there are many secret forests throughout the Vrindavan, the Maruvan, the Kalavan, and each one of them is a secret place where Krishna performed one of his pastimes in the holy dham in relationship with his loving devotees, and therefore they have great significance. You can absorb your mind and senses just in hearing one of those pastimes about one of those forests, and each one of them has unlimited significance to us philosophically. And that's where Krishna performed his pastimes in Vrindavan. And above that, in Vrindavan, then it's mentioned Govardhan Hill, because Krishna lifted it with his divine hand. And it's described specifically how when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and held it on his little finger. At that time, all the devotees from Vrindavan, all the different relationships that he had were manifested there, at that one place, in a very special way. His parents, his friends, his lovers, his servitors, they all came under the hill. What an intimate setting, especially when you're being attacked, right? Like I remember when the 9/11, people started in the suburbs where I live in Burlingame. People generally don't talk to each other. In fact, I had the lady from across the street came over to my house the other day. So, hi, my name's Joan. I live across the street for the last 20 years. Oh, hi, Joe. Nice to meet you. They're organizing some kind of a community watch thing, and in case there's an emergency, everyone can come together and know each other's phone numbers, who knows CPR, you know, who knows how to chant the Gita, things like that. They need to know these things, you know. But generally, people don't come out. I remember the earthquake, I think it was 89, the Loma Prieta, was it? Loma Prieta earthquake. I was walking down the street, and everyone was out of their house and talking, hi, how are you? You know, are you okay? Are you okay? And who are you? You know, immediately friends. What to speak when Indra attacked Vrindavan, then everyone, you know, it was a state of panic. He wanted to kill everyone. He lost his mind. And out of false ego, he wanted to destroy the whole place, kill everyone, kill all the cows, everything. And they all took shelter of Krishna. They came under the hill, and there they are in that situation, under attack, and Krishna's there holding the hill. And so they're all there at the same time, and Krishna's reciprocating with everyone from that position. So that Govardhan Hill, it was held by the divine hand of the Lord. And therefore it has very, very special significance. And therefore it's considered to be the highest place, except for Radhakund, which is even higher. And why? Because in Radhakund, Krishna performs his Astaka Lila Lila, his eightfold daily pastimes with Radharani. And again, from the very morning time up to the very night, and all the way through the night, the pastimes of the Lord with Radharani are extolled by the shastras and by the great devotees who understand and enter into the meaning of these leelas, where, as described in this verse by Rupa Goswami, the love of Krishna overflows from that place at Radhakund. And therefore, devotees, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas especially, come there from everywhere to take shelter of Radhakund, to take bath in Radhakund, to experience the overflowing love that Krishna has with Radharani in that place. So there are gradations, and within those places where the Lord reciprocates with his devotees, these are the holy places. And therefore, these great devotees who are remembering these pastimes of the Lord in these places are saying that Dwarka defeats the heavenly planets, and it's better than anything. And that although the heavenly planets are famous, Dwarka is more famous because the Lord is giving his personal association there. He's smiling upon the devotees. And in his loving feature, Jananivas, he's Jananivas, which means that Krishna is so kind that he circulates among the people. And he walks in this world in different places, and therefore those places are valuable. That's where the devotees go to experience that direct connection with Krishna. Goloka namni nija damni. It's nija, this word, which means personal. It's what everyone's looking for, is some personal connection. Otherwise, our life is devoid of any kind of happiness without a personal connection. And Krishna is described here as the soul of all souls. He is the one who can actually reciprocate our personal association. And that is the goal of life, to have that. So that can be had by going to these places, to the holy Dham. Amazing, I picked this verse. I'm just leaving for there tomorrow. It just happened. Happened to be there. And thinking of the holy Dham and going there, it's a great exercise in devotional service. It's a recommended process. Balaram did it. He traveled all the way to all these holy places. And, you know, there's just something so nice about dropping everything and going to the holy Dham. Because when you do, then you get special benediction and mercy by going to the holy Dham. Every single place is has a vibration that you can't get anywhere else. And there's a remembrance of when you go there, physically touch the place. You can walk in those places, like in the holy Dhams. You can offer obeisances. Some devotees, when you go to Govardhan Hill, you see that the devotees who are, most of them Indian-bodied, who are used to performing tapasya, know the value of it. They go to Govardhan, they do the Dandavat Parikram. It feels so good to actually feel the ground of Vrindavan, to fall down flat on the ground. And everyone, when you go by, I usually walk. I don't do the Dandavat Parikram around the hill. But we usually walk around, which is a recommended process. Sanatan Goswami did it every day. He'd walk around Govardhan Hill. And as you walk by, the devotees who are performing the Dandavat Parikram, they're all happy and in ecstasy. You never find anyone doing Dandavat Parikram who's cranky, who isn't glad to see you. You know, like if you go somewhere, like I've seen at the airport sometimes in America, you know, I've seen people, they're walking, they're in a hurry, and somebody bumps into the other person, and they're like, that doesn't happen around Govardhan Hill. People don't become cranky. They're rolling in the on the ground, and they're doing this, and you see that they're blissful, they're happy. And even if you leave early in the morning, sometimes people are still sleeping. Sometimes we leave at, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning, right after Mangal Aarti, we'll go out and we'll start. It's dark. And, you know, if there's moonlight, you can see the path. Otherwise, very difficult to see. But lots of people sleep along the parikram mark. You know, they build a little fire, and then they sleep along there. And some of them, you know, just sleep on the ground, and they'll just pull a blanket over themselves. And as you're walking by, at least half the people, as you walk by, they can hear your footsteps. And just as you're passing them, they're apparently sleeping, and they go, Radhe. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. And everyone, you know, it's like everyone's alive. Everyone's feeling some ecstasy. Even they're sleeping. They hear some footsteps, and there's an appreciation they have that, oh, somebody's going on parikram. There's nothing else to do there practically. You know, you're not going to be going anywhere else. You're walking, and you're doing something glorious. Padasevanam. You're walking in the holy dham. You're getting benefit. And everyone appreciates it. And when everyone's going around Govardhan Hill together, it's a huge festival. Devotees are chanting, and they're singing the names of Giriraj Maharaj out loud, and all night long. No one ever sleeps. In fact, Krishna never sleeps. In the Srishti Leela, where Krishna manifests this world, I mean, what does he do? People offer oblations, so he eats through the fire. When they're offering yajna to Krishna, Krishna is Mahavishnu. Sometimes Prahlad Maharaj described he's sleeping with half-closed eyes. Doesn't actually ever close his eyes completely, but he's sleeping with half-closed eyes. And he'll sleep because the material world's a boring place, because nobody's interested in him. It's really Krishna lives for the reciprocation of his devotees. And the material world, everyone's busy. So you want to do a little seva? I was like, yeah, but later. I'll do it later. You know, you surrender at some other time. But in Vraja, everyone's fully surrendered 24 hours a day. And because of that, Krishna says, "Ye yatam amprapadite tamstataiva bhajamyaham." As my devotees surrender me, I reciprocate. They're going 24 hours a day serving Krishna. So what does Krishna do? He's awake all night long, practically, keeping up with his devotees as they go. So Vraj never sleeps. And in Kartik, definitely there's no sleeping in Vrindavan for many practical reasons. One is that in India, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but louder is better. They have these speakers. They're like, you know, they're not very refined kind of speakers. They're like these big horns made out of metal. And then they put them up on top of wherever they have. They put it on the highest tower. And sadhus, you know, when they do their shlokas, they sit in there and they're like, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, and it's just blasting everywhere. And then the music, and now everyone has the stereo, so they turn on the stereo, and my godbrother Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu he joked with me one time, and he said, in India, the system, when you buy a stereo, you turn it up full blast, and then you break off the knob. Then there's only an on-off switch. So during Kartik also, all night long, one of the biggest requests, before I go to Kartik, I try, you know, everyone calls me, says, bring this, bring that, you know, bring all these things. So I try to fulfill everyone's desire. And one of the biggest things, luckily it's a very light thing, is earplugs. Bring earplugs. We need more, and the best kind you can find. Not cheap ones, you know, the kind you use at the airport. Because all night long you can hear the speakers are still going all the way. There's some sound going. Somebody's doing shlokas. Somebody's doing something. Or devotees go all night long as it gets closer to the Purnima and to Akadashis, things like that. You'll find, and especially near the end of Kartik, when people didn't quite make their vrat yet. And, you know, everyone's like, you didn't go around yet? Let's go. And everyone comes out. And then all night long people are going around Govardhan Hill. So there's no sleeping. in these places. And there's no forgetting Krishna. Everywhere you go, every tree in Vrindavan now you see stenciled on there, Radhe. Radhe Shyam, Radhe, 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 everywhere. And everyone says Radhe. And so, therefore, it's described, Shreya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumi Chintamani Ghanamai Toyam Amritam Kataganam. And the water's like nectar. You go to these kuns, and Radha Kund is celestial. If you start in the morning about 5:15 and leave from the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, we usually get around to Radha Kund just around the time, very celestial time of the morning. The sun has just come up, and the waters, you can just see that they're shimmering, you know, waters. And then there's this huge, huge, if you're sitting on the side of the bank by Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi, on that side facing the other way, a huge sign says Radha Kund in Devanagari. You can see that. It's beautiful. And then the Radha Kund's there shimmering. And then devotees come there to take shnan. So the waters are very, if you take bath in Radha Kund, the last verse of the Upadeshamrita says, then you definitely will attain this love for Krishna, going to these holy places. You get all these benedictions. So Balaram went around to all these places, and Lord Nityananda did it also. He enjoyed going from one holy place to the next, to the next, to the next. And it's, in Kali Yuga, it's said that the dhams, they lose some of their potency, except for Vrindavan and Mayapur. There's no potency lost. These dhams have full strength, full force. And Shastra says, as long as Govardhan Hill is manifest, and as long as Jamuna is still running, then the Kali Yuga will be held back. But then when they disappear, then Kali Yuga goes full on. As Govardhan's shrinking a little bit. He was cursed. But he would shrink by a mustard seed size every day, so getting a little smaller. And Jamuna, well, sometimes, you know, she's not flowing so much. It's a question, you know, in Kali Yuga, how long that they'll stay fully present. So while we have the opportunity, we should take advantage of living in Vrindavan in our minds. We should cultivate going to Vrindavan. Just from a practical point of view, it's a really good exercise to leave your home. Leave your home, leave your work, leave your boss, leave your economic support system, everything, whatever you think is keeping you alive in this world, leave it behind for a while and go to the dham and drop it and see what happens. See how Krishna is protecting and taking care of us, carrying what we lack and preserve what we have. It's very important to know that and to remember that. And we get nourished by that activity. It's going like to your mother's arms. You know, the Dham will embrace you when you go there and take care of you. And you gain so much by being in these holy places. So therefore, the devotees here are extolling the glories of the Dham, saying it's better than any other place. And those who are intelligent, they'll take up the process of remembering Vrindavan, going to Vrindavan, and developing a relationship with Vrindavan. And by doing that, then in our next life also, janma karma ca me divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyakva deham punar janma naiti mam eti so arjuna. Knowing Krishna means also knowing his dham. He's not different from Sri Vrindavan Dham. There's no difference between him and the Dham. What is the verse? First, second line. Ramya kachidupasana rajavidu vargina vokalpita. Is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Vrindavan Dham and Krishna are non-different. There's no difference between them. Ramya kachidupasana rajavidu vargina vokalpita. That's the second line. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matamidam. Tatra para na para. Sorry. Inconvenience regretted. Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo. Any question or comment?
Bhaji, a question. The last line of the purport, it says that his abode and he himself are identical. And a pure devotee under the guidance of another experienced devotee can obtain all the results even at present.
Mm.
So, why Prabhupada is saying a pure devotee under the guidance of another experienced devotee can obtain all, like, what is the meaning of this?
What the meaning is that everything we gain and the advancements we make in life come from a personal source. There's no discipline or activity that you make that isn't in relationship with a person. There's a personal relationship. There's something that comes from other sentient beings that we gain by their association. And in spiritual life, it's especially true that it's Krishna's system that one should take shelter of a Vaishnav and, you know, live under that shelter, and that's how to advance in devotional service. In the case of Vidura and Maitreya, Vidura was already a pure devotee, and Maitreya was a mixed devotee, actually. But he had heard from Krishna directly. But still, Vidura took shelter of Maitreya because, Prabhupada says, the spiritual science is so subtle that even for a pure devotee like Vidura, it requires that he take shelter of the system of a person and hear. Hey, you have this experience sometimes. If you meet somebody who's got some momentum, let's say in devotional service, if you go to a class somewhere and you sit down and you hear from somebody who's speaking about realizations, then you gain something permanent, you know, some permanent advancement. So when we're moving in devotional service, this is the system that we're das, 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 and a das. The more times removed to the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, we take shelter in that process, then we get the direct current coming from Krishna. This is how the system of disciplic succession works. It's kind of a miraculous thing, but it comes down like that. So those, when you go to the Dham, and you should also take shelter of a person. You don't just walk in and try to figure it out yourself. Of course, you know, when you go there, you want to find somebody who also already has an affinity for the Dham and knows where to step, knows where not to step, and take shelter. And also, when one goes to the Holy Dham, it's the injunction of the Shastra that you shouldn't just go there to take a bath. Sometimes people go there and they think, I'm going to the Dham and I'll leave my sins here, I'll get purified. But actually, the injunction is that you shouldn't go there and just for that, but you should actually go there to hear from advanced devotees. That's actually the real benefit from hearing. Otherwise, what will you see? We're Shastra Chakshu. So we have to take shelter somewhere. It's the process for actually making advancement. Krishna is unlimited. And when we take shelter, then, you know, of a devotee, then we gain access to understanding him. Is that all right? Okay. Yes.
On page 44, in the explanation, it says the Lord is the soul of all living beings. I just wanted to know if the Lord is in the soul of all living beings, or Lord is the soul of all living beings. I'm fascinated by this line, actually. Very fascinated on when you explain on the shloka on page 44, the second line, the Lord is the soul of all living beings.
Yeah, it's the soul of all living beings. It is fascinating, and it's incomprehensible how we're simultaneously one and different from Krishna. Our relationship is sanityo nitya sambandha prakritischa paraivasa. We have an eternal kinship with the Lord. And we have a relationship with him. Eko Bahu Shyam. The one, Krishna, God, Bahu, has become Shyam. He has expanded himself into many. Why? For his enjoyment. So each living entity has a specific purpose and relationship with Krishna. And understanding and uncovering, revealing that, remembering that relationship is the perfection of devotional service. It begins with Sambandh Gyan, remembering our relationship with hearing through the Shastra. We're in a destitute condition in the material world, having forgotten that relationship and fending for ourselves. But when we're reminded, it's compared by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like the poor man who's suffering and then hears from the astrologer that you're not actually poor because your father left you an inheritance and he was very wealthy. And all you have to do is go dig it up. And the process of how to dig it up and how to find it, that's Abhideya, which means how to engage in the practical steps of devotional service. And Prayojana means the goal, when we revive that original relationship with Krishna. The same idea was brought up by Shukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto, 14th chapter of the Bhagavatam. After Krishna had expanded himself as the calves and the boys, when Brahma had stolen them away, the parents of the boys and the cows of the calves had increased in their affection towards their children after the Brahma had stolen them away. In other words, Brahma stole away the boys and the calves. Then Krishna remanifested all the boys and calves identically the way they were before. And they all went back home, just the way they usually do. And when they came home, the mothers of those boys became 10 times more affectionate towards their children than they were before. And when the calves, which were actually expansions of Krishna, but looked identical to the original calves, were out grazing, the cows, who were kept separate from them, could not be restrained. The cowherd men tried to restrain them, but they ran down the hill with both feet, you know, like full steam. Have you ever seen a cow run at full speed? They don't do it that often, but when they really go, they really charge. And they charged down the hill, Driti, so that they could meet up with the calves. And this was because the living entity actually has more affection for Krishna than he does for his own self or for those things in relationship to his self, like children. Why do I love my child? Because it's an expansion of myself, right? I mean, do you love all the children of the world equally? Maybe, if you're very advanced. But you especially love your child because, why? He came from you. So everything that comes from me, I really like it. Why? Because, well, that's mine, you know. There's I, and I becomes my. What's mine? Whatever I say is mine, because I look at it and go, well, that's mine. So I identify with it. How do I identify? With myself. Therefore, it has value. So similarly, Shukadeva Goswami brought this point out. He said, why did the, or actually Parikshit Maharaj asked, why did they have more affection? And Shukadeva Goswami said, Atmanam Akhilatmanam, because Krishna, he's the soul of all the souls. How much affection you have for yourself? Well, you'll protect your body, you know, to the last breath. Why? Because you're in it. You won't protect everybody, just you'll protect your body. Why? Because you live there. That's how much affection you have for yourself. But how much affection you'll have for the soul, the self of yourself. This is the point Shukadeva Goswami makes. So in self-realization, it means actually realizing this. This is brought out in the Srimad Bhagavatam by the Yogendras when they say that the reason we're suffering in the world, bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshatasyat, is because we're absorbed in looking the wrong direction. We're looking towards the fragmented parts, the parts that are, well, everything's connected to Krishna, but not directly. Look towards the source of where everything's coming from. Otherwise, bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshatasyat, otherwise you're full of fear. And when you turn back to Krishna, Jiva Goswami puts this verse in his Bhakti Sandarbha. He says, Bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshatasyad ishad apetasya viparya yosmriti tanmaya yato buddha abhajetam bhaktyaika yesham guru devatatma. If one turns one's attention back to Krishna through guru, then and puts his full attention there, then one realizes one's full prospect in life and becomes fully satisfied. And Prahlad Maharaj said that when one satisfies Krishna, then he becomes satisfied. In other words, when the devotee satisfies Krishna, then the devotee becomes satisfied. And when you realize that, that means you're facing in the right direction. All your activities then are, just as I'm greedy now to get everything I can for myself, you know, whatever comes along, my mind is attentive to get it. Any kind of benefit that I can get, I'll look at the, why do I look at the newspaper? Try to find some benefit for myself, right? If I see something, an advertisement says, you know, take this 4-hour course and you'll become rich and famous. And I'll think, yeah, I should take that. That's in my best interest. I want that. I want to become rich and famous. I want to get whatever I can. But Prahlad Maharaj says that when you realize that by serving Krishna, then you get the actual benefit because you're connected to the soul of your soul, then you're going in the right direction and you become fully satisfied. So this is the impetus in devotional service. Devotees are fully greedy and fully inspired, but it's for Krishna because they've realized their relationship with him, that they're not, I'm not my body, I'm actually a part and parcel of Krishna. So this is the idea that we are eternally related to Krishna and we are servants of Krishna. And the more we serve, the more we become satisfied. The serving ego, the more we develop that, the more we actually feel our real connection. All right? Okay. Yes, Prabhuji.
Like regarding Vipul Prabhu question, like I noticed that when I go to some dhams with the family members or other people, non-devotees, so I don't feel the presence, like I just go far and see the Lord and come back. Whereas when I go with devotees, like any new advanced devotees, like yatra, if you go for yatra, I feel more presence and more potency there, and I feel somewhat, so I came to some spiritual world or something like that. So I was listening to one Prabhupada lecture, Prabhupada pastime. New devotee went to Prabhupada and asked, Prabhupada, I want to go to Radhakund and leave all the things here. So I'll go and have tent there. So I'll worship Krishna. And Prabhupada told, there's already a lot of monkeys there. So you'll be one monkey. So so in this, if I feel I am independent, if I feel I know everything, and if we go and worship, we can't see the Lord with our eyes. So if you go with some experienced devotee and sadhu and shastra, then you can feel it. So.
Yeah, this is a very important point. Thank you for bringing it up. Can we all move up a little bit? That way, Akurnath Prabhu can move up too, if he wants. A point that comes from what you just said is mentioned in the Krishna book when Akura is going to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says there that you can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan. And what does that mean, actually? It means that it's a privilege. It's a great blessing to be able to go to the Dham. And even sometimes people go and then they can't stay. They'll go there and say, God, this place is a mess. I'm getting out of here. They'll get disturbed by it even, and they'll leave. Or somebody will go there and they may just see an opportunity to do some business, go and do business. It's an offense to go to the Dham just to do business. To actually go to the Dham and see the Dham is dependent on something. Shushu shro shradhanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat seveya bipra punya tirta nishevana. To be able to hear about Krishna and appreciate it, and to be able to go to the holy Dham, it really comes as a benediction, as a blessing by serving devotees. If you do proper service, if you're connected properly and do service, like all the devotees here, you're doing book distribution. This is proper service. This is great service. Distributing books to others will open the world of Vrindavan Dham to you. This is the kind of seva. You're doing sincere service, unmotivated service, doing book distribution. Why? Because it's the order of the acharya. because it's because you see what it's done, what the books have done for you, and therefore you want to do good for others, and you do this kind of service. You go out and distribute books. That kind of service actually is pleasing to Krishna, and therefore he gives you the impetus and the ability to go to the Dham and to see something there, to appreciate it. So we have to be connected to service. If you go to the Dham without a service attitude, you won't see anything. You'll make offenses. And if you go there thinking that you'll force your way in, I'll go to Radha Kunda, I'll become a Babaji, that's not also our process. Krishna told Uddhava in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sway Sway Adhikari Sanishta, be fixed in your Adhikari. Whatever qualification you have now, he said, that's a good quality. If you stick to what you're able to do now, that's a guna. That's a good quality. And the opposite, viparyayo, he says, is a dosha. It's a fault. If you try to act outside your adhikari, what qualification you've gained by mercy and through your service, if you try to force your way into that, then it's called a fault. It's a fault. So it's beautiful, actually, when someone follows their adhikari. And so you get that ability to enter into the Dham, to appreciate it by service, by going, by performing service and praying for it, and Krishna can give us a benediction. I wrote in that little piece I was writing about the holy names the other day that I sent out to the book distribution group about this word called, serendipity. And it just something I was thinking a lot about, the, everything good that comes to us comes by mercy, actually. I may think I'm doing this or that, but we should take shelter of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as you're chanting in Nam Aparad, you should, if you continue in that, and sometime you might slip over into Nam Abbas. If you make one name in Nam Abbas, there are great benefits from that, because it means that you'll get some facility for good association. And from that good association, then you get more qualification. Mahat Sevam Dwara Mahurava Muktes. Enter into anywhere, it means you have to go through a door. You go from this place to that place. Tirtha means the same thing. Tirtha means to cross over. Cross over from where? From the miserable life I have now. I'm stuck in the material world. I can't get out, can I? No, I can't. Krishna says, Daivahi esha gunamayi mama maya durayaya. You can't get out of that. You can't finagle your way out. Think I'll make a lot of money. Even if you have a lot of money, you can't get out of it. You need a tirtha. You need a crossing over place. You need a dwar to open. If someone opens the door for you, then you can go through. So how do you get that? Mahat Sevam, Dwaram, Ahurva Muktes. The door to the Dham, the door to liberation, the door to getting out of the material world. It's all in Seva. You have to serve the Mahatmas. So if you do this service and you concentrate there, then all opportunity comes, even the idea comes into your mind that I should go to the Holy Dham. Even that idea, that desire to go there, and to, I should go check this out and be there. And when you get there to be able to see something, it's all the product of mercy coming from Mahatmas, from the great souls. So if we concentrate on our service, especially book distribution, because it's such a profoundly important service, even within the realm of ISKCON, just talk about the world of ISKCON. Anyone who does book distribution becomes important. Why? Because it was important to Srila Prabhupada, and it's his mission. So if you do it, then everyone will recognize, hey, you're doing service. No one will say, you're not doing service. They'll say, you're doing great service. You'll be recognized. Krishna will recognize you. And from doing that, concentrating there, doing that great service, then you'll be able to live in the Dham, be given facility to live in the Dham. So we should think like that we should dedicate ourselves to our service, and then Krishna will give us an opportunity to go to the Holy Dham. We can't buy a ticket there. Although you should try to do that too. try. Try to get a ticket. Try to, find a way when that you can go there on a regular basis, because then you develop a relationship with the Dham. Any other thing? Rakshi Prabhu.
Just a comment. I was reminded about an analogy when you were talking about Krishna is the soul of all souls and there is a need to turn to him. So in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in every living entity there is the soul, Kshetrajna, and I'm also situated there as the super soul, in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. And the analogy that is given are two birds on the tree. One is enjoying the fruits of the tree and just looking out to the world, towards the world. But just next to it is sitting the witnessing bird who could help him. And the message there, all that one needs to do is turn to this bird, which is the Paramatma Krishna. And there will be all the guidance and all the direction. And that is the dilemma of the living entity, that the living entity is focused outward, doesn't know that there is this bird sitting just next to it, when all it needs to do is just turn towards it.
It's a nice point. And especially in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's mentioned, sadyo-ridyavarudyate tra-kriti-bhi-shu-shu-shu-bhi-sakshanat, that if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, super soul, he's in your heart, he becomes pleased. And actually, more than that, it says he becomes stuck there. Like, he won't leave. He won't leave that place because he's so attracted to the vibration. So our engagement in devotional service means that, you know, Krishna will be fully manifest in our heart, you know, by keeping in touch with the vibration of Krishna consciousness. Any last things? Hare Krishna. So I'm going to miss everybody very much. Hare Krishna. And there's one big... all the classes, of course, are going on. So it's a special favor if everyone can come to all the classes and make them, you know, full and robust. That would be nice. And also... I was just thinking that we have 3 more months to the end of the year, and now's the time to really start thinking about doing a lot of books, because we have 3 more months left, and we're hearing footsteps. You know, there's other temples who have had a pretty big summer, and I think we need to make it up on the last 3 months. So just this one thing, it just came into my mind, so I thought I'd pass it along, and that it would be really nice if in the last 3 months we did a lot of books from ISV, like really did huge. It's good to think big. There's a magic in thinking big and doing more than you've done before, and it's important too because it's easy to come to plateaus in life and think, well, we're doing pretty good now. But just remember how, you know, we came here by steps, by increments, and at certain times we made goals where we said, boy, that's impossible. I remember a few times when we said things and like, how are we going to do that? You know, and then you get into a state of kind of nervous energy, a spiritual nervous energy, thinking like, how are we going to make up for this? And there's growth in that. And I was thinking it would be nice in the last 3 months if we could move into that realm, coming towards especially November, December, warm up in October, and then November, December, to think about big goals as far as numbers of books go. Is that okay?
That's especially relevant because in the last couple of months, San Jose has fallen a little bit in the ratings among the temples. We used to be number 2, number 3 among the small temples, and we have now fallen to number 5. And among all the temples, among 10 temples in the United States, we are number 7. And we used to be just behind LA. This is in the last 3 months or so. So it's very relevant that we have catching up to do.
Wow. That's very analytical. Motel Gita is fully counting Motel Gita. So what that means is, just every person has to look within themselves and think, how will I rise to this occasion? You know, one person can make a huge difference. And what to speak of everyone thinking like that all together. That's what my meditation is going in the last part of the year. Everyone can make a difference. And think of big numbers. You know, like we have the San Francisco Harinam Sankirtan. We're going to need to get a permit for that, right? We're getting the permit. And we might want to do it twice. And then it takes a lot of logistics how to go down there. But last time we did like 700 books. But I was thinking if we made a plan to do 2,000 books each time we go down. I mean, 700 we did practically by accident. So if we think about 2,000 books that we start meditating on now, each outing to San Francisco, we did 2,000 books. You know, put it in your mind's eye. The first time, when I first started book distribution, we didn't know how to distribute books. We were just learning as we went along. We were sneaking around in the San Francisco airport because it was illegal, but we'd go out there in disguise. As soon as I joined the temple, I shaved my head, and then they gave me a wig. I shaved my head, and a few weeks later, they said, they're taking you out somewhere in a Buck to William, you know, and they said, where are we going? And he goes, I'll tell you when we get there. We get there to this wig shop, and he gave me a long hair wig. And so we could go around in disguise at the airport. So anyway, I remember one day when Sarvabhauma, he was a senior devotee at that time, he had distributed six Bhagavatams, not sets, six Bhagavatams, and some small books, and that was big news. We had an Ishtagosti in the temple. And, you know, we wanted to talk about it, like, how'd you do it? How'd you do six books? And, you know, he told the whole thing. Then we got reports from Los Angeles. There was a devotee there named Tripurari, and he was doing 40 books a day, 40 big books a day. And we said, impossible. It can't, you know, people were saying, that. How could you do that? That's not possible to do that, you know, 40 books. But then we verified he was doing it. So I said, if it can be done, I want to be able to do it. So I went to the book room, and I got 40 big books. And I piled them up just to see what it looked like. And I'd sit there every morning and I'd chant my japa to those books. And I'd pray and I'd meditate on the books. And I would think, Krishna, please show me how to distribute 40 big books. Just please reveal to me. And soon after that, I met the person who was doing the 40 books. And he showed me step by step, here's how you do it. And so whatever goal we have in devotional service, especially these goals that are pleasing to the Lord, that open for us the doors to the spiritual world, we should go for it. Everyone else has goals. Let's build a bigger corporation. Let's get, you know, better material facilities. But our goals should be based on this. And this is something we can quantify that pleases Prabhupada, to distribute more books. So going into this last part of the year, meditate. Think big. You know, if you're thinking 2,000 books, get the 2,000 books, put them in there and start chanting to them or whatever you have to do to see how it's going to happen. But plan ahead and we'll be able to do it and come to a new level. Plateau. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gopakta Vrinda ki jai, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo, Hari Krishna.